Well, it should be a big night. Certainly a big game for King City coming up tonight when they host a Stanbury in their winter homecoming basketball game. King City's tournament is next week as well. Corbin Coe's head basketball coach for the Wildcats that I think they were in the middle of probably their most testing stretch of basketball when we had visited last. If you take a look at quality of opposition, you had just played North Andrew, I think, the night before, finished the back-to-back with Albany in this stretch and won 50 to 22. You were saddled a little bit in a situation where you weren't giving yourself a large margin because you weren't scoring a ton of points. Some of that probably bled over, I guess. I guess you could – that might have been at least a minor characteristic of what you had with Albany, but it was also the case where you controlled the game too.
Yeah, I mean, we did a nice job holding 12 points through three quarters, and you're right, we were in a stretch there that we just didn't seem like we could shoot very well, couldn't score consistently, and so it was kind of nice to have a night where, you know, we knew we could hold the team down defensively okay enough to kind of work on some different things offensively, but credit to them, they do a good job at what they do, and for what they have, I think they do a pretty nice job.
All right, first round of the Stanbury tournament, King City was able to get the seed upset, beat Worth County, won 54-48, beat a very talented basketball team, and he had to do something that you really haven't done very much or haven't had to do very much this year. And that was, get off the floor from, a haymaker that Worth County delivered within the first half. You've been pretty good about, squelching at least those big-time point runs that, teams would go on. But you did have to do that this time.
Yeah, and that's what Worth County is. They are a team of runs, and when it gets snowballing on you, you can get there quick. When they knocked off Stanbury a couple weeks ago, they had a massive run, and that's what we talked about. You can't let them do, and happened to be, maybe their three best players were in foul trouble sitting over there on the bench, and they went on a 10-12 nothing run right before halftime and put us down 13 going in the break. And I just kept telling them, they're going to let us back in it if we just keep doing what we're doing. We can't give up 35 points and a half. That's not us, and we gave up 35 points in that first half, but came out and locked them down to 13 in the second half, and were able to win that second half by 19. So I credited my kids for a lot of heart. We got back in that real quick. I mean, we tied it up going back in the fourth, and, Worth County had one more run in them, and we withstood that, and we were able to, finish them off. So that was a very big win for us in a way we hadn't done it yet.
North Andrews semifinal game was again, a rematch game within a relatively short period of time. I think it was just the week before that you had played them in the conference game. They win again, 60-43. I think anybody that saw it would agree that the game was closer than that. But I would also say, and I'm not sure how they played you the first time, but they did not. They played you differently than the style that they had played against other teams, almost exclusively zone against you that night.
Yeah, they have played as eight quarters now, and six quarters they have exclusively went to a 3-2 zone. They've played as a little bit of man the first two quarters, and then they have switched to that zone. And so they're our biggest test. I mean, they're in our district. They hold the biggest, test for us, I guess. And so they've given us kind of a couple pop quizzes, and we failed it miserably the first time when they beat us by 23. Turned around the next week, and I thought we figured some things out. Still have a lot to figure out. We let them get up to 60. We can't let them get in the 60s. When we held them to 50, that's going to give ourselves a chance. But when we let them get up there in the 60, 70-point range, we're not going to be successful. But we did figure out a little bit how to score against them a little bit quicker. But when they sit in that zone, they're so long, and they're athletic, and so they make it difficult for us to score. So we're going to try to find some ways to solve that problem, and, hopefully we can do it.
All right, Jefferson in the third place game. Second time you've seen Jefferson in this situation or in that type of game, and they've won both of them. This time's a little closer at 47-42. Although it looked like, although it wasn't as high a scoring a game, it may be going at one point like it did in the Albany tournament. Because in the Albany tournament, while you were still around, it wasn't as if you were ever threatening. Well, this time you did. Now it took a 3-point shot barrage in the fourth quarter to get it done. But you had it within you.
Yeah, I mean, Jefferson, that first game, and, you know, we only lost by 12, but you're right. We never felt like we were in that game for whatever reason. They only, you know, they'd win the quarter by two and win them a quarter by two, and then they had a big third quarter against us that first time. This time they had a big second quarter, won that game 19-8 in the second quarter. You know, that's what we kind of talk about, how we, if we ever put 32 minutes together, we belong with anybody on the court. But sometimes we put 29 minutes, 30 minutes together, and we have a little stretch. And credit to Jefferson, they had their freshman step up and hit some big shots. Hit three threes there in the third quarter, or second quarter, sorry. And then we held, you know, their big kid inside is, I think, 16. So we were going to live with something around there, and then we couldn't get in the 25-30s or we'd be in trouble. And then we really, really focused on Birch and held him to one made field goal. I thought if we did that, we'd give ourselves a chance. And then, but we did. We hit some scoring lulls. Credit to their defense. Jefferson's really, really good at doing what they do as well. But, we fought all the way to the end and, you know, and just didn't get it done there late.
Pattonsburg coming out of the tournament. So, while it was a 1-2 tournament, you were still playing very competitively. Beat Pattonsburg 2, 170-42. And, you know, maybe it means something, maybe it won't. But, you know, considering where you were at offensively, a 70-point game might really do, you know, this team some good. King City, the style that King City plays offensively, and, you know, they're willing to be very patient to get a good shot. Sometimes that lends itself to, you know, some scoring games that are in the, you know, 45, 50-degree range. But sometimes these games do bring that, you know, offensive confidence that can't hurt a team like yours.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Pattonsburg was a little under the weather that night. They were missing a couple starters. So we probably played a little bit different style than what we would have had they been at full strength. But I thought that night, you know, maybe we could work on some things. And so we exclusively pressed the whole night. And, you know, Pattonsburg, credit to them, they figured it out a little bit and got some easy buckets on us. And, you know, at times I probably would have gotten out of it had the game been a little bit closer. But I knew that we were going to be okay. And so I wanted to just kind of work on some things. And I thought we did it. A good job finding things on the offensive end. We end up with five guys in double figures, and so maybe a little bit a confidence boost as we go into a big game tonight.
All right, it is certainly a big game with Stanbury. The first one you've seen, first time you've seen them since back in the semis of the Albany tournament. But, you know, there is, because of what King City's been able to do to this point, probably what Stanbury did on Tuesday, there is a very realistic path now for, you know, King City to be a factor as, you know, even the top team. Maybe it'd have to be a tie for the top part of the division. But, you know, they're in that conversation. I don't know if anybody understands that other than maybe King City to this point. But this game tonight does carry some weight.
It does. You know, I don't know that we have a real shot at, you know, facing with a tie for first. Because we'd need a lot of dominoes to fall our way, and then we'd have to win out. But, you know, there is a real possibility if we win out that we finish for a tie for second. And if you can finish outright tie for second, outright win, tie for first, tie for second, whatever in this division, you've accomplished something, because this is, you know, one heck of a tough division in a Class 1 basketball for sure. And so, but we have a lot of work left to do, and then we need some help. But, you know, we just want to go out there and compete. And we're 9-1 against teams that aren't ranked in state, and we happen to just be 0-6 against those teams that are. So we're just looking for that one big win. And, you know, I don't know if there's a bigger win than you get going against the defending state champs of Stanbury. And it would be a tremendous win for us, but we know we have a lot of work ahead of us.
It's Corbin Coase, head basketball coach at King City.